Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Friday, April 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, Corey Fowler has a local warrant for violation of probation for depositing a check with intent to defraud and fraud for rental property of $300. If you know of any information regarding Fowler or his status, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, individuals 18 and older can walk up with no appointment for their COVID-19 vaccination at the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center on April 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. while supplies last. A complete consent form is required, and you can download an English or Spanish version at hardycounty.net. The city of Wauchula will have a citywide power outage on April 18th from 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. This planned citywide power outage will allow the city to perform substation maintenance. Line crews will have generators placed at all signaled intersections, and there will be an increased law enforcement presence. And every Monday from 4:30 to 6 p.m., there will be flag football registration for kids with age groups ranging from 5 to 12 years. If you'd like to sign your child up, it's $25, and registration is at 421 South 10th Avenue in Wauchula. The last day to register is April 19th. For more information, please call 941-626-0449. Once again, that's 941-626-0449. Your job's here in the area. One Plant FL is looking for an associate driver. 1 year of customer service experience is preferred. Finish First Cabinetry is looking for a trim, carpenter, and solid surface fabricator. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Hurston Engineering Services is looking for a computer-aided design operator. An associate's degree in a relevant field is preferred, and 5 years of experience with AutoCAD and a flexible schedule are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees, now feels like 90, partly sunny with a 3% chance of rain. The air quality fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Wind southwest at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. Humidity is very humid, 66%. The dew point 69, cloud covers 43%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling is 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late morning and early afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. And Saturday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. New University of Florida research shows artificial intelligence can now help scientists breed more flavor into fruit. According to MorningAgClips.com, consumer panels are typically used by UF researchers to gauge whether or not new fruit varieties taste good enough to keep developing them. But in the world of AI, a computer can now tell scientists what strawberries taste and smell like. UF Associate Horticulture Professor Vance Whitaker uses an algorithm that gives him the ability to predict how strawberries will taste based on the chemical constitution of its fruit. Swelling beef demand is fueling a rally in wholesale beef prices that pulled negotiated cash cattle prices $3 to $5 per hundredweight higher. AgWeb.com reports the reopening of restaurants and food service establishments across America is driving beef demand to pre-pandemic levels and beyond, spiking wholesale beef prices $20 per hundredweight higher last week and more than $34 higher over 2 weeks. The Agricultural Fairs Rescue Act, a bill to help preserve fairs across the country and offset the devastating financial losses experienced due to COVID-19, was reintroduced last week. Representatives Dan Newhouse of Washington, Jimmy Panetta and Mike Levin of California, and Billy Long of Missouri are sponsoring the measure. The Agricultural Fairs Rescue Act authorizes $500 million for fairs administered by the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Well, get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Developing tastier fruit seems to be a never-ending process for some scientists, but thanks to the use of an artificial intelligence program, the perfect-tasting strawberry may soon be a reality. This would be great news for the Florida strawberry industry, which currently brings in around $300 million each year. Vance Whitaker, a UF IFAS Associate Professor of Horticultural Sciences, has developed an algorithm that allows scientists to predict how a strawberry will taste. The data is based on chemical composition of its fruit and takes much less time than a typical consumer taste test panel. Whitaker and his team used consumer volunteers as well as the new algorithm and found the volatiles they need to boost the strawberry's flavor. As quoted from a recent UF IFAS blog post, Whitaker says, quote, "Machine learning algorithms are especially useful for analyzing big data. Some volatiles are more important than others. Knowing this allows us to focus in on a few high-impact breeding targets. In other words, now we know which volatile compounds we want to increase in breeding to achieve better flavor." End quote. The discovery has helped scientists learn that if they can measure the sugars, acids, and volatiles in each strawberry, they can predict with a high degree of certainty how good it will taste. A better tasting strawberry can lead to increased consumer choices as well as demand for the new, tastier strawberries. To follow the development of the algorithm, be sure to check out the UF IFAS blog.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Well, get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks rallied to more record highs on Wall Street as a suite of stellar data suggested the recovery for the economy and corporate profits is accelerating. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% and the Dow added 0.9%, both reaching all-time highs. Expectations very high on Wall Street. New reports only bolstered those expectations, including one showing how hungry Americans are to spend again, how fewer workers are losing their jobs, and how much fatter corporate profits are getting. The Dow gained 305 points today to finish at 34,035. The NASDAQ was up 180 to 14,038. The S&P 500 ahead 45 points to 4,170. New York oil rose 31 cents, closing at $63.46 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Carlos Rodon has thrown the second no-hitter of the young baseball season, losing his bid for a perfect game on a hit batter with one out of the ninth inning as the Chicago White Sox cruise to an 8-0 victory over Cleveland. Rodon talked about hitting Roberto Perez on the foot with a pitch to end the perfect game.
And I threw it, and it just took off. Like, you know, you hear that clunk. So all you can do is laugh about it.
The White Sox now have 20 no-hitters in franchise history, second most among major league teams, behind the Dodgers 23. Toronto beat the New York Yankees 5-4. Blue Jays shortstop Bo Bichette, who homered twice, including a walk-off blast, says he's in a nice groove right now.
I think I'm just starting to heat up. I think that I was grinding for a while and staying alive, so not worried about fastballs getting by me, so it's a good feeling to have.
Bichette has hit safely in 11 straight games. Boston took a doubleheader for Minnesota 3-2 and 7-1. Kansas City defeated the LA Angels 6-1 as the Royals took 2-3 from the Halos. This is SRN Sports. Texas beat Tampa Bay 5-1. It was Detroit 6-4 over Houston, and Seattle at Baltimore postponed. In the National League, Milwaukee blanked Chicago 7-0. The Brewers won for the sixth time in eight games. Joe Musgrove suffered a loss at his first start since tossing San Diego's first ever no-hitter as the Padres fell to Pittsburgh 5-1. Washington blanked St. Louis 6-0. It was San Francisco 3, Cincinnati 0. The Mets over the Phillies 5-1, Miami 6, Atlanta 5 in 10 innings. The Dodgers beat Colorado 4-2. In a matchup of the top two teams of the NBA Eastern Conference, Philadelphia beat Brooklyn 123-117. The Nets' Kyrie Irving had 37 points.
We grew as a team, playing against a high-level playoff team that we can potentially see down the line.
Milwaukee beat Minnesota 130-105. It was the Clippers 100, Detroit 98, Denver 123, Miami 106, Cleveland 103, Charlotte 90, Toronto 117, San Antonio 112. New York 116, New Orleans 106, Orlando 115, Chicago 106. Other winners, Golden State, Indiana, Dallas, and Washington. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I'm feeling pretty proud of myself. The Sesame Street puzzle I bought said 3 to 5 years, but I finished it in 18 months. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.